Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the five mistakes we see new land investors make. Good show, Jill. First, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
All right. Luke asks, with owner financing, who do you have pay the taxes if you're carrying the financing? How do you structure this? Great question. Because some properties we buy and flip for cash and some we carry. $99 down, $99 a month.
Exactly. Good background.
And so, so I have the property. The guy's paying me $99 for 6 years. Who's going to pay the taxes? Jack, you want to tell us?
Yeah. So, there's two ways to do it. Well, three. One way is you build the taxes into the payment. So, if you, let's say, here's a deal. We'll just use a 5-acre property that you purchase for $1,000 and you sell it for $5,000 on terms, on payments. So let's say it's $99 down and $99 a month. So here's three ways you can handle that, paying the property taxes annually on that deal. You actually build it into the price or into the interest rate or however you look at it or into the payment, and then you pay the taxes. So you take on a note, you basically create a private mortgage. And you take on that note and it create an income stream, and the tax bill comes in the next November, whatever the tax time is for that state, and you write the check personally. You take it out, not personally, but your company or whatever, but you pay the taxes and you manage it. And this is how we choose to do it and have chosen to do it for years, because we want to make sure the taxes get paid. We would rather take that responsibility to do that than have the buyer forget to pay the taxes and then we don't know about it. And pretty soon the county is sending us letters saying you have back tax property now. So that's one way, and I think the best way. To answer your question, Luke, that's how we do it. Another way is to open escrow and then have either a note manager or an escrow agent manage the transaction all throughout the years that they make those payments. So they literally collect the payment, the person writes the check out to First American Title or whoever's managing it for you. And then at the end of the month, if you have hundreds and hundreds of notes and they're all with the same person, they cut one big, huge check. You know, some people pay, some people don't, some people are late. They handle all that for you. And they also handle the taxes. And then the third way, of course, is the first way we mentioned, but only the seller actually pays the taxes. So the property's in our name, the seller's name, I'm sorry, the buyer. The property's in our name for the duration of the payments cycle. And then when we get the taxes, we send the bill to the seller and then kind of just pray that they're going to pay.
I know that they really did follow through.
That's the worst.
And then you're kind of babysitting it. You know, I don't feel comfortable. Even if they say, yeah, done, I kind of want to check it. Yeah.
I don't know anybody who does it that way, by the way.
That's why I wouldn't. Yep.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, the first two ways, sometimes the state will tell you how to, it, depending on where you are, they will mandate how that happens. But in general, the states that we work in, we do it the first way. Is that an answer you think?
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Basic, good, grassroots question.
I love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, the five mistakes that we think new land investors make. And in true form, Jill came up with her five and I came up with my five independently. So we're going to talk about them, and I'm almost sure they're going to be a little bit different. This is the meat of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you? Let's start with you.
So
let's start with your number one mistake that you think new people make.
My number one mistake is I put they're not ready with the proper funds to mail. Because here's where I took this from. I sat here thinking about the people that I talked to, who are brand new. Our brand new members are on our member call. They just got their program and they're just getting into this and learning the business. What questions come up and where do I see them kind of stumbling? And even before they're in and they're trying to get educated, I see them not being properly ready with some funds to send out a mailer or buy some properties. For me, that's a, you got it. Yeah. You got, it's not free. No. You know what I mean?
It's not free, Jill.
It's not free. No. And you're not going to get someone just give you all your property, and you don't want to sit there and try to option every single property. No, this is a nightmare. No. So that's my thing. I tell people all the time, do not dive in until you're ready. And if it takes you 6 months to budget and plan, and I got to, you know, put up a couple $1,000 put aside, so now I can afford to really send out a mailer and buy some properties and do this right, then that's the better option.
I mean, $2,000 to $5,000 realistically is what you need. Can you do it with less if you have a ton of talent and some people behind you? Yes. The vast majority of the people that we see that really succeed, who are brand spanking new, have $2,000 to $5,000 set aside or more. Yeah. The people who we see who are flipping houses and disgusted with it, or doing some other type of real estate where they have some experience, they usually have a little bit more money, and that's when they really take off. You know, we have several members who are making six digits a month, who are former house flippers, and they get it. They're just tired of it.
Exactly. Tired of what they were doing.
That's an interesting first.
Your first?
Yeah, they go in blind. That's the mistake I see the biggest, where they people expect, they get it and they expect some stuff to happen without really getting into the details. Yeah. Like I said this in a blog a long time ago, and I listed it in a half joking way. Here's a list of things that we think we know how to do without any education at all. Kissing a girl. Like, you need to look into this before you actually jump right in.
We asked Google that the other day, as a matter of fact. We won't do it now.
What did she say?
Do you?
I don't remember the answer.
It was very lengthy. Are you really going to do this right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Okay, Google. What's the proper way to kiss a girl?
According to WikiHow, gently run the very tip of your tongue over her lower lip a few times. She'll get the message and open her mouth a bit more if she's interested. Take a breather, but do it in a romantic way. As unbelievable as it sounds, you will need to take a break or stop kissing at some point.
As unbelievable as it sounds. Like, what'll happen? You die? Or somebody's getting pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Maybe it's me.
Oh my gosh.
So, all kidding aside, you have to, you can't go in blind like this. I don't know. I see biggerpockets.com is packed full of people saying, all right, well, I tried this and it's just a mess. You really need to spend some time and energy and not a lot of money, but some time learning how to do this. You know, I mean, I don't remember what else is on my list of things that we all think we just can do, and then it just ends up being a mess. I mean, can you think of any?
Well, you know what? Your number two is like my number two, though. It's like being mine. I, like you said, diving in blind and not. I said not being patient to get through.
Yeah.
And learn all the steps in the process.
It's not that complicated.
Because if you don't, you're going to make some mistakes. Because we do see that often. We're like, oh, I did your Craigslist test and I got someone calling back and I'm just going to buy it. I'm like, well, hold on a moment.
Yeah.
How do you even know this is a good property? Have you done your homework? They're like, no, I don't know what to do. Well, yeah, that's because you're, don't make a mistake right out of the gate. Because like you said, Jack, diving in blind.
Our whole business model is predicated on sending out offers to people who own property to find a situation where they just don't want it any longer. And so consequently, we buy it for a lot less than it's worth, sometimes like 10% of what we think we can sell it for. So, you know, we don't, if they sign, we send the offers out, then they're priced so that if they sign it or call us back at that price, we're pretty darn sure we're going to do the deal. It's such a smoking deal and that's how we do it. And I see a lot of people doing what we said. I think we said it on the show yesterday, send a bunch of mail out or go driving for dollars. They find some people who are interested in selling their property and then they start to negotiate.
Right.
And that's just, that's a huge mistake. That's what I mean by going in blind.
It's okay.
That's actually my number one. What's your number two, Joe?
That was my number two.
Going in blind. Okay.
No, well, being patient, you know, I mean, not being patient and not knowing the process. And diving in too early—that's my thing. Really, and it really means being educated. You know, it's like...
Yeah, that's it.
It's like you're not going to be a surgeon. You're going to study under someone. You're going to get your own thing. You're going to still watch some people. So if you're at this, you want to be in this business, this is great. But don't just say, okay, I'm going to be an investor tomorrow. I'm going to wing it. You don't want to wing it and make some mistakes. You want to follow someone.
You need an internship.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it doesn't have to cost any money. That's what our Land Academy community is. It's all about asking questions and hanging out with electronically hanging out with people who are doing it right now successfully.
Yeah, and
or maybe
that.
Not successfully. You know, that's the thing. You can learn a lot from people who are screwing it all up.
It's true.
You know, or in a little subsection or niche of a certain property type that you don't want any part of.
Right.
I mean, there's some commercial real estate developers that, you know, I've heard many commercial real estate developers say, at the end of the deal, we were all done with the project. No one made money except the land guy and the broker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the developer didn't because of cost overruns and all kinds of stuff that goes on. So, you know, very early on, I learned that from commercial real estate.
Cool.
All right. So that was your number two. My number two is I see new people not beginning with the end. Well, what the hell does that mean? It means this. You make your money in a real estate deal when you buy it, not sell it. When your acquisition price is so low and you are so overly confident that you can sell that property super quickly based on price that, you know, you run to the bank, like we say.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a lot of people wondering if the price is good enough to buy. They haven't done a lot of the comparison value research that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Oh, totally.
What's your number three?
My number three is... not posting property everywhere or properly, like with photos and pricing. And what's interesting is
that's
this
great.
I thought of this because I've had a number of people that I've spoken with who find us and they're like, oh, I already have some properties and I'm, gosh, it's just not selling. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you doing? Well, it's on Craigslist. And that's it. I'm like, really? You're wondering why this one property that you have is not selling and all you've done is put it on Craigslist. That's it. Nothing. I'm like, and then I'm like, do you have photos? Well, no, but I put the details in there or something. And I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
You know, and
you have to have a system.
That's my number four.
Oh, good. Good.
So that's great. But so they don't, a new investor is a mistake that you could make if you don't know what you're doing is just thinking you know where it's going to sell and how it's going to sell and not putting enough out there, not reaching the right people. You know, and you've got to post it everywhere. And there's good postings, you know, go into, you know, any environment right now. Heck, go look in Craigslist.
Right.
You know, you could find some properties that are like, you know, all I have is a three line. Don't even think of properties. You know what? Here's a good example, Jack. I look at cars. Say you're looking to buy a car. It's super easy to go on Craigslist. And you can scroll down and there's people that have no photos and no details and they wonder why their car's not selling.
Yeah, it's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So,
what's your number three?
My number three is I see a lot of people thinking that they can just go it alone. You know, and think of how many movies have you ever seen where, you know, there's a guy that's, he's just a nomad, right? Mm-hmm. He's all built and just a total butt kicker and he's all rogue. And it's like, that's the coolest thing ever. I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to be on that motorcycle with my hair in the wind, kicking every, you know, but that guy is usually like some post-military, this is a story now, post-military special ops whole, you know, so he was part of a group that got some formal training, you know, in the beginning, he went rogue after that, after he got out of that. You need to be formally educated or a part of a group where you get the basic training so you can go off and be that rogue. And so we have many, many members that we no longer hear from at all. They got their training, they got their feet wet, did a bunch of deals with us in our group, and now they're just off. I know because some of them call me and they a year later or 2 years later and they say, yeah, I'm making like, I quit my job like 8 months ago. I didn't, you know, I'm like, you know, we never hear from those people.
I know. Exactly.
You know, I'm sure as parents, that's the greatest thing that can ever happen to you. You've done your job so the kids go off and every once in a while you hear from them and how well they're doing.
It's true.
So.
You're right.
I see that a lot. I see people skipping that step. Mm-hmm. And they just want the hair in their wind, broke with a bunch of money in the bank fast.
It's true.
It doesn't work that way.
Exactly. So that was, so your number three was?
That was my number three.
Okay, cool.
Rogue only works after you have some education and some training.
Right.
What's yours?
That, well, you did my number three.
Okay.
So I want to do number four?
Sure.
Okay, so my number four is, so not setting up a system early on. It's funny, but it's not like people that I, that they're going through and they buy a property and they're doing, and my favorite story is the guy that put his property for sale on our platinum sellers list. And then someone tried to buy it. He's like, I don't know how to take the money. You know, he's like, it was the best thing ever. I'm like, gee, good problem to have. This is one you want to scramble and fix right now, by the way.
Yeah.
But, it's not, you just tell the guy, well, I'll call you back in a month when I have it figured out. No, you'll figure it. You do that quick. But you want to have a system in place. You want to be, you want to plan this out. You want to be, you know, have it all lined up. So how do you?
Yeah, I mean, said another way, and I totally agree. You want to treat every asset exactly the same. Treat a half acre property the same as a 40 acre property. You post it everywhere. You collect the buyer's list. You take pictures of it. Sometimes you do drone shots, all of that stuff. But you want to treat these assets in the beginning the exact same way. You can get all the exposure you can get. So you're riding on the coattails of the awesome price of these assets. That's mm-hmm. what, it's not just about selling that one asset and making four times what you purchased. It's about making a buyer's list, creating a little bit of a social media buzz about yourself and your business and all of that. It's
website
not,
presence yeah. and that kind of thing. I agree. Don't have your business cards like beautiful and don't spend that much time on it.
Don't even get business cards.
Don't get business cards, exactly. But the other stuff, it needs to be in place.
Yeah.
What's your number four?
Focus. I see people focusing on the assets because this is what we've all been taught. This is what our parents have taught us about real estate inadvertently. They haven't ever sat us down and said this, but this is what we've learned. Focus on the asset, clean it up, make it look good, and then sell it.
Right.
And that's not how real estate deals work. How they work, the best real estate deals are a situation, not about the asset. So you found somebody who's a little bit older and they're just never going to use it again. We talked about it on the show yesterday.
Right.
That I'm looking for a situation. I'm not looking for an actual asset. When mm-hmm. Once I find a situation or 10 situations because I sent a bunch of offers out, mm-hmm. then I'll go look at the asset and see if it fits.
Right.
The asset's secondary, whether it's a house or land or anything else or an apartment building.
Right.
So I see
people doing it backwards. They do. It's like driving for dollars. You yeah. see,
driving for
I wrote
dollars
down
is
10
ridiculous.
Addresses. That's now right. I'm going to research the 10 addresses. Well, you may come up with zero out of that 10 versus blast the whole neighborhood.
Blast the whole neighborhood.
Then get some offers, some people back, and then go, all right, now I'm going to check out the asset.
I've always wondered what, when you drive for dollars and you look at an asset, what makes it, oh, that one worked. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
What, I mean, what is it? Is it falling down?
That's
well,
what
why
I
would
think.
You want to buy a falling
it's
down house?
Boarded up or something. Like, yeah,
why
those
would
are
you
the worst
buy
one.
A perfect house that's half price.
Exactly. Because the guy wants to cash out.
So that, I see that happening. That's my number four. Mm-hmm. What's your number four or five?
Five. Okay, here's my number five. What's the title of this here? The top five.
Five mistakes new land investors make.
Okay, so my number five is they're paralyzed, not diving
oh.
in.
I'm glad
that
we did this
had
separately.
A few new investors that have gone over and over and over and over and over everything, and there's a little bit of deep down nervousness, and they just need a little kick, and then they can do it. And you know, just it's okay. But you don't have to. They don't dive in, and you know, and it's okay. That's why we're here. But
that's right.
That's the thing. I guess that's part
all of
why
these mistakes are okay to make. By the way,
right?
That's why we're here.
That's the whole thing. I think is why our people are so successful and why our group does so well. It's not like here you go, here's a book, have a nice day, see you later. You know, don't call me. You know, that's not. You know, but that's not our group, and that's not how we roll. So that's why it's true. It's when I say dive in, it's okay, and we all help each other too. There's somebody where you were. You know, a month ago. So
Oh, yeah.
And it's great.
Or a year ago.
That's what I love about our online community, too, is everybody's so good about helping each other. You know, someone is a month ahead, and because somebody helped them, they're happy to help the next guy. Mm-hmm. And then so on and so on. And next thing you know, they're doing deals together, and it's great. Yeah.
Everybody wins.
So it's perfect. So, yeah. Hey, remember, Mike, when you helped me with that? Well, here's what I've got on my plate. You want to do this? So, yeah. What's your number five?
My number five, and I know this is my number five because I was absolutely guilty of this until I met Jill. You need a source of inspiration. All right? It might sound hokey to some of you salty older guys who have a lot of experience. You need a source of inspiration. Stuff goes wrong. I don't care who you are or what happens or who you have in place. Stuff goes sideways. Or you have a dry spell, or you send out a mailer and you get less of a response, or you want to change. You need to go back to some source of inspiration, or just back to some support group, let's call it, and get re-energized or re-inspired or reassured.
I'm touched.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that at all.
I am
personally
really
or professionally until I met you.
Impressed that that. Is that not funny that that made your list and it's not on mine?
Yeah.
So I guess not diving in is having the support but or inspiration, but yours is better. I like that, Jack.
What's your number five?
I already did mine.
Okay.
Yeah. So I love it. That's so good, you know? And we all get hung up. Whatever it is, we get hung up. There's days you just don't want to get out of bed, you know? Whatever it is, and you do need to have some inspiration to remind you why you're doing it, and it might be your bank account. That's seriously, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. That can be a super inspiration
for some
scenario.
People. That's their inspiration.
Whether there's no money or a ton of money, they can both be inspiring.
Yeah, that's true. No money can be like, all right, I'm not messing around now. I'm gonna kill it. Watch this. Right. And a ton of money can be like, oh yeah, you know what?
This is why I do this.
I forgot. We just took that great trip to Hawaii with the whole family. How did I afford that? Because these properties.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. Jack reminded me. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in the mistakes you make in real estate. Good show.
Yes. That was really good. Thank you for the... Boy, that was just a good number. That was a good list. So,
what do you want to ask Google?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, ready? Okay, Google. What inspires you to get up every day?
I'm not quite sure.
Wow. Okay, Google. How do you buy cheap land?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that.
Wow. Strike two.
Boy, we can. Jeez.
I'm going to save her.
All right.
Okay, Google. What's the capital of California?
Sacramento is the capital of California.
Oh my goodness. That's so funny.
I saved her.
I'm glad you're having fun with your toy. I was waiting for a property related. So, yeah.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.